Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
Welcome to Moulton Cookery School, where we're feeling Christmassy. It's Will and it's Steph, and we're on location. Let's have a round of applause. This Sunday is a big day, and you know what? We've had so much fun over the last few weeks. So we've been at Moulton Cookery School every single week to give you a snapshot on how to prepare that perfect Christmas dinner. And Steph, yourself and I are having a Christmas dinner early tonight.
Oh, we are. And we've brought a guest. We've got Gilly.
I just want to bring Gilly in from Moulton Cookery School. First of all, thank you for the loan of the cookery school for the last four Thursdays. It's been wonderful being here. Have you enjoyed having us here?
We've thoroughly enjoyed. It's always fun working with Steph and with yourself, Will. So, yeah, welcome.
And you know what? I've never been to Moulton so much, but I've really taken to Moulton and to the school as well. I mean, we're stood here in the school and it's just lovely surroundings to cook in, isn't it?
It's amazing. Yeah, and it's so much nicer at Christmas as well. It's got the right feel to it.
Okay, so, I mean, there's probably not time to visit it this year now, before Christmas, really. I mean, Christmas is on Sunday, we've got New Year the week after. But, you know, for next year, for anybody who's wanting to do anything cooking related, what do you guys do exactly?
We do everything revolving around meat, seafood and baking, and courses are an hour and a half to 6 hours, depending on which day you choose. And we'd love to see anybody come down. Just look online.
What's your web address? I was going to ask you.
www.moultoncookeryschool.co.uk.
Moultoncookeryschool.co.uk. And Stefano, you're a big fan of the cookery school here in Moulton.
I am. I've cooked here many times. And
you have over the last few weeks?
I've certainly been here for the last few weeks. Every week, Will.
Let's recap back to the start of December. So what did we have from the very first week?
Well, the first week we were showing you how to make a turkey stuffing and what to do and how to stuff the turkey. Then we were on with the ultimate roasting.
That was a good week.
And then we did the Brussels sprouts and how to bounce up those Brussels and make those exciting. And this week, Will, we're going to show you very, very quickly how to make a cranberry orange sauce to serve with your roast turkey, roast stuffing, roast potatoes, bouncing Brussels, you name it, it's all here, Will.
Okay, so this is tonight. If you missed any of the previous weeks ahead of Sunday, you know, if you're thinking I'm cooking dinner on Sunday, I'm a little bit nervous. Now, next couple of days, have a listen back on our website, strayfm.com. So this sauce then, Steph, whereabouts do we start here?
Well, this is a really easy one, Will. This is actually the easiest recipe we've done so far this Christmas. All I have is some orange juice. I've got some lovely fresh cranberries here in this bag. Lovely, bouncy, beautiful red berries. And I've got some Cointreau. And this is the key. This is a little bit of something just to sort of make your cranberry sauce a little bit more exciting. And we've got some golden caster sugar. So all we're going to do is boil the orange juice, throw in the fresh cranberries, and you'll hear them pop, pop, pop as we do that. And then we're just going to add the Cointreau and the sugar and quickly blend the sauce, and that's it, Will. It's really easy.
Okay, fantastic. So we're going to do that, and then I think very shortly we're going to sit down and have the big meal, aren't we?
Yeah, I've got food everywhere here at Moulton Cookery School. We've got the turkey in the oven, we've got the roasties on the go, we've got the stuffing ready, the Brussels are ready, we've got the cranberry sauce just finishing off. It's all happening, Will. And as anybody will tell you at Christmas time, most importantly, the chef's got a glass of mulled wine.
So here we are, the bit I've been looking forward to for weeks and weeks and weeks. Steph, it looks amazing.
Well, we've got the full ensemble here, Will. We've got the roast turkey.
Which is shining.
It really is, and I'm sharpening that knife ready. We've got the Brussels sprouts that are all bounced up with the smoky bacon and the chestnuts.
Do you know what? I'm going to try one, because they're yours, Steph. Yeah. I'm not a fan of sprouts, but I'm going to try one of yours.
Everybody has to eat one Brussels sprout every year. And we've got the stuffing, we've got the cranberry sauce with the Cointreau, we've got the roast potatoes.
That has somehow made the way to sit next to me.
I noticed that all the roasties are all sat right next to Will here.
And Gilly from Moulton Cookery School, you're pouring the mulled wine as we speak.
Absolutely, it looks fantastic, but I do think there was more roast potatoes when we put them on the table a minute ago.
Okay, so Steph, Christmas on Sunday, you've been giving us loads of tips. I want one final golden tip to anybody who's cooking Christmas Day dinner this Sunday from Moulton Cookery School on the Food and Drink Show. What's your final tip?
My final tip is to be prepared. Try and get the most stress out of the Christmas day. Be prepared. Have your potatoes peeled ready. Have your Brussels peeled ready. Have your stuffing ready to go. Have your turkey room temperature, ready to bake, and your cranberry sauce. I'd have made that 3 days ago, so I'm all ready. It's all about relaxing on Christmas Day and drinking a bit of mulled wine.
From Moulton Cookery School, a very happy Christmas to
cheers.
Everybody.
Happy, cheers. Cheers.
Happy feast, everybody.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week. On Stray FM.